Hello, DGF gang. It is your girl Dom, and I am back. Rain, rain, rain on me, Lord. Rain, rain on me, Lord. Rain. So, I'm so excited. Of course, I'm always excited, but the Lord has a word for us today, and the Lord spoke to me. And the message that the Lord has is, am I enough for you? And when the Lord brought this to me, it was in a very, I was in a very pivotal place. And when God spoke to me and said, am I enough for you? It almost broke my heart because I know in my heart that God is enough. I know in my heart that God is all I need. But in that moment, God wanted to remind me, and he asked me, am I enough for you? And God spoke to me and said that he would like me to speak about the complexity and the meaning behind this question. When we are living in this world, there are so many things that can pull us in so many different places, and we a lot of times are juggling a lot, and we're going after things, and a lot of times we can find ourselves continuing to chase things that don't even matter. And sometimes we're chasing and we're doing things that God has instructed us to do. And I'm not saying that the things that God has instructed us to do are not important, because they are. But sometimes even within doing the things that God has instructed us to do, we can get lost, and we can feel like the thing that we are going after is more important than God himself in his spirit. There are times where our gifts and what God has given us in the community and the people that God has came into our life and allowed us to steward, sometimes it can get to a point where we lose ourselves in these times, and we misunderstand the fact that God is enough and God is always first. And when God spoke to me, am I enough for you? He spoke this to me because when we are going after things and we are going forth towards the things that God has put in our environment, we have to remember that God always comes first. And God allowed me to understand that I should come first, Dominique, because I always choose you first. There are so many times where God has chosen me, that he has saved me, that he has come through for me. And God did not have to do that. And within everything that we are doing in life, we have to understand that God is bigger than everything. Things of this world will pass away. Things that we are chasing will pass away, but the one thing that will stay and the one thing that will stand is God. A lot of times we start to chase these things and we start to utilize these, our gifts, and because we believe that it's going to bring something in return to us. But the only thing that can bring peace and bring serenity and bring the feeling that we are going after is God. Am I enough for you? I hear the Lord saying, am I enough for you? In this world, the world makes it seem strange to just understand that God is enough. But I don't understand why that would seem strange when God is the reason for every season. Jesus is the reason why we can live in peace, why we can live freely, why we have the Spirit of God. Things of this earth will pass away. Things of this earth will not bring fulfillment. When we are chasing and when we are doing things that God has given us to do, it is for us to draw closer to God.
the things that we are doing should bring happiness. God desires for us to be happy on this earth. God desires for us to come forth to him and bring whatever it is that we're doing to him, and through us doing the things that we are doing for him, with him, then people will see the happiness and the serenity and the peace, and they will come forth to the thing. And when they ask, how are you able to do what you're doing? How are you so happy and what you're doing? And then you will be able to let them know that it is the glory of God. It is the grace of God to why I'm able to do what I'm doing. God is the one that gave me these gifts for me to even be able to do the things that I am doing, for you to even be able to come and see that what I am doing is amazing. It is because of God. Whatever we are doing is meant to bring people closer to God. And if what we're doing starts to feel more of a task rather than bring us happiness, rather than bring us closer to God, then that's when we know we have to recenter and understand that the purpose of whatever we're doing is so that we can continue to grow and grow closer with God. In John 14 and 20, it says to worship God in spirit and in truth. And I asked God, I said, why is it hard for us to outwardly express that you are enough for us? You're asking me, God, am I enough for you? And I know that's what I feel in my heart, but why am I not expressing that in public? Why am I not outwardly expressing through my actions that you are enough? In my heart and in my spirit, I know that you are enough. In my heart and my spirit, I know that you're all I need. But within my actions, I'm continuing to chase different things of this earth. I'm continuing to chase the things that you have given me. I'm continuing to chase things that I know that doesn't matter, but I know that you're enough. And God spoke to me and said, you will know that I'm enough when you know that you are enough. To worship me, and God said, to worship me in spirit and truth will mean that you will understand that you are enough, and however you treat yourself is how you will treat me. My spirit lives within you. So until you understand that you are enough because I live within you, then that's when you will start to outwardly show that I am enough for you. And life, sometimes through different traumatic experiences, we develop this concept that we're not enough until we do something. We develop this concept that in order for us to be enough, then there has to be something that we have to do in order to be fulfilled within that statement. But God had me to understand that you are enough because I created you. You are enough because you are my child. You are enough because you walk in spirit, in truth. You are enough because you accepted Jesus into your life as your Lord and Savior. You are enough because you constantly say yes to me and constantly want to know who I am. That's why you're enough. That's what God spoke to me. And in this time, we have to understand and believe that we are simply enough because of God, because of his spirit, because of his presence, because of God. And in this world, sometimes that can be such a complex concept to understand when you've only been deemed as enough when by your worth or by what you can do for someone or by your status. But God only cares about your heart. God only cares about your yes to constantly follow him, because God understands that when it all comes, when push comes to shove, God is the only one that will be able to save you. God is the only one that will be able to root you from whatever trial or tribulation you're going through. God is the only one that will be there for you. God is the only one that knows you in and out because he created you. God is the only one that can bring forth the blessing that you have been praying for. In Isaiah 6, it talks about Isaiah coming forth to God and seeing God in a vision. And when Isaiah seen God in this vision, what was interesting is Isaiah seen what did he see? Let me go to it. So Isaiah seen a seraphim. And when Isaiah experienced and felt the presence of God in this vision and in this experience, he said, and one cried unto another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke." One thing about it is that when we experience the presence of God, when we experience God saving us, when Jesus literally saves us, when we know that if it wasn't for God, we wouldn't be here, when we know that it is because of God that we have woken up today, when we know that it is because of God that I'm continuing to move forward and walk forward, then we will have a different perspective and understanding of what it means when God says, "Am I enough for you?" You can't believe or think that God is enough for you if you've never allowed him to do anything for you. There are some people that understand that God is enough because God has come through for them in their life. And for these people, God is wanting you to understand and to remember that I am enough. As I send forth blessings, as I send forth things into your life, as I take you higher, remember that I am enough. Remember those times where nobody was there and you only had me. Remember those times when nobody was there for you and you had me to come through for you. You had my presence to come through for you. God is wanting us to remember these times. Because as we continue to go higher and when God continues to bless us, distractions can come in and God wants to know, am I enough for you? Am I enough for you to put away the distractions and focus in on what I called you to do because you genuinely enjoy doing it? Am I enough for you that you will sacrifice things because you know that what I've called you to do is for you to come and dwell within my presence so that people can see the glory and so that lives can be saved through just you coming and dwelling in my presence? And then there are some individuals that have yet to experience the presence of God. And God wants you to understand and ask yourself, am I enough for you to seek me and understand who I am for you? Not for what your parents have spoken, not for what the church has said, not for what your friends have said, but for the times that you know that I've been there for you. For those people, God is saying, am I enough for you? Am I enough for you to seek and find me? Am I enough for you? We're living in a day and time where God wants to know, is his spirit enough? Because his spirit is an encompass of everything that we would ever desire. Everything that we are going after, everything that we are searching, God is able to fulfill the void. And as I'm continuing to move through life, God is teaching me that seeking him and going forth to him is all of the fulfillment that I need. Everything else is just an added factor to continue to drive me forward for what God is already doing in my presence that I have with him. So thank you for tuning in. That's all we have today. And I just pray that God will continue to speak and that you will go back to God and have him to continue to reveal revelation on if he is enough for you, and allow him to show you that he is enough for you, because he is. And I love you, and God loves you so much more.